Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds peaceful. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds peaceful. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Welcome to the French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and today's date is the 12th. Actually, today. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 13th day of July. It is a Thursday, and it's great to have you here with me. I'm coming to you from my little farmhouse in central France. It's the middle of the night. I get up in the middle of the night sometimes. And I've decided to put together an audio file with my partner, Eric Hufschmidt, and talk about events that have been being spread on the news. You know, there's reason to take heart. I've seen a great deal of information about the subjects we cover on the French Connection being shared in almost every single website and every single news service on the alternative press. And it seems like these people that we're fighting against, the Zionists, are panicking. I just mentioned to Eric before this broadcast that here in France, almost every channel is saturated with Adolf Hitler's photographs and Adolf Hitler's story and how the Jews were suffering and all this other stuff. Almost 24/7 today. It's unbelievable. And they're even putting it on like daily variety talk shows about World War II and how the Jews were abused in that war and how it's a saturation bombing campaign is what it is. Well, they need to do that, because if you take a look at the news events right now, the Jewish Zionists of Israel are killing wholesale the Palestinians. They're spinning this lie of their doing it for security reasons or doing it to regain their soldier out into the mainstream press. But more importantly, now they have attacked Lebanon, which was always their goal in the first place, was a wider war in the Middle East. Their goal is to secure Syria, Lebanon, ultimately Saudi Arabia, and have their little kingdom or fiefdom or Zionist criminal country between the Tigris-Euphrates and all the way down to the Nile River. That is, in fact, the map of Israel in the Knesset. And so they've known that this was their goal since the founding. In fact, it probably was part of their goal when they first formulated this whole criminal enterprise that they've entered into. Anyway, I want to bring up my partner right now, Eric Hufschmidt. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, Eric, question for you. Have you been noticing a real ratcheting up of discussing Zionism and the criminality of this group? I mean, when we started out about 10 months ago, talking about this subject, there was virtually no one speaking about it other than some very, very fringe websites. You know, you had Ben Friedman on Sweet Liberty with Jackie Petru. You had also, you could find it on the Carol Valentine site, and there were a few people talking about Zionism. But basically, it had not penetrated into the main groups of people fighting for the truth. What do you see today?
Oh, it's come out a whole lot more. And what you see more, I think the biggest sign is not that you see people talking so much about Zionism, but you see the Zionist deniers coming out full force right now on TV. They're coming out on radio. If you look at just what's been out on TV, Bob Bowman came out again today on television. You had the day before, another one was on from the Scholars for 9/11 Deception. It's just one after the other coming out on television. You've got they're going out on radio stations. They're trying, it looks like right now, they realized they can't stop it any longer. And so what it looks like they're doing is they've decided to try to get control of it. You know, it's like a flood, and they're going to try to steer it one way or the other. And so they want to become the heroes. They want to be the ones that everyone turns to for, you know, like, oh, thank you, Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Dylan Avery for exposing this.
Well, now, I did see Uncle Fester on that program. I guess, what was it, Hannity and Combs?
Yeah, he was on that one. He's been on some radio shows, too, but that was the television show.
What is unique about Uncle Fester, in my view, is that he talks about Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and intentionally is a denier of the participation of 9/11's destruction and other events on by the Mossad and by MI6 and others that we believe are not only partners in it, but I think principals in the original 9/11 demolition. And we've brought out on this program hundreds of facts that would lead you to that conclusion. What is he trying to do with his spin?
Well, I agree with you, because it's not just him, it's all of them. What they all share in common is that they are trying to direct everybody's attention over to George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so bad that in the Mexican elections, they just had the Mexican elections a day or two ago, they are already trying to say the Bush family is manipulating the Mexican elections. I mean, if you listen to these people, the Bush family is in control of this world and has been for decades. The Bush family.
Well, how does that explain the controlled press in Europe, if it's the Bush family?
This is what people have to realize. How does Bush... first of all, you can dismiss George. He doesn't have the ability. His father's about so old now. Even if he had the ability years ago, he doesn't today. His brothers aren't much better. It doesn't make any sense. How does he control the media? How is he controlling the banking systems? How is he controlling the military? How is he controlling foreign nations, the stock investigation? How did he stop that in Europe, Japan, and America?
Mm-hmm.
And so the people, what I think people are going to have to realize is, if we don't realize that this criminal network is them, these so-called truth tellers, this is them. If people fall for this latest deception, they will just push Bush aside, bring in who knows who, Clinton or McCain. I don't know who they'll bring in, but they will just say, yeah, Bush is it, Cheney. They may name a few other people, David Rockefeller, who's about to die of old age anyway. They may name a few people and then bring in a replacement, and nothing will change. The American people will be duped once again. The military will still be under their control. The media will be under their control. The Americans will be the biggest fools if they let this happen.
Well, you know, Eric, I've got to tell you, I just mentioned in the you know, opening of the program, Adolf Hitler's on all my channels. The suffering of the Jews in Israel and all this is on every channel. George Bush did not reach his control fingers over here to the media moguls of Europe and demand that they put this stuff on the airwaves. This was done by Jewish-controlled media interests here in Europe. I don't know if they're the exact same people as they are in America, but they certainly, at the top, are the same people. And so what we do know is that this whole organization, George Bush is a mid-level manager in my view. He's not even a top-level manager. And the employees that are down trying to spin this in the alternative press, such as Uncle Fester, I call him, his name is Professor Fetzer, and others in that group of 9/11 scholars for deception. This group is the one that is hoping to take the reins of the alternative press away from people like ourselves and many others who are waking up. You know, there are people out there who've been screaming this truth for a long time. One of the sites I'd like the listeners to revisit is Carol Valentine's work. While she hasn't been doing a lot lately, I don't think she needed to, Eric. If you've been to her website, she nailed it years ago. She knew this stuff was happening years ago. She had Ben Friedman before we did. The fact of the matter is, the truth has been out there. It just hasn't been widely circulated. And what we need to do is to try to magnify this message of Zionist control and who is really trying to stop it, this Bush-Cheney credola that they're putting out there. So what do you think our strategy should be, in your view?
I think we've got to start naming them. We've got to stand up to these people and name them and identify them as not just liars. They are the network. This is the criminal network. All of these people, the scholars for 9/11 deception, Dylan Avery, look at the right now, Vanity Fair magazine is going to come up with a full-page article about his video, and read that carefully. One of the remarks you'll see in this video is that they are claiming to have produced 100,000 DVDs and given them away for free. Now you tell me how a couple college students can afford to produce 100,000 DVDs and give them away.
We know who gave him the money. It's Deborah Simon, who's part of this whole apparatchik that's promoting this Bush-Cheney Rumsfeld lie. Now, of course, here's the thing: Bush-Cheney and Rumsfeld are involved, but they're not in control of any of it, are they, Eric? Who's in control?
Every time you look, you're going to come up to the same group. The same group of Zionists. They're in the media, the banking. They're in control of our government, the European government. They've been starting these wars, these communist movements. And the reason people are constantly being deceived by them is they keep calling themselves something else, either Christians or atheists or Muslims or like Michael Korn, I think his name is. He was just on Michael Piper's show today. And he's claiming to be turning against them. He's now a Christian. But then you listen to what he says. I mean, is he really going all the way? You know, he says a lot, but listen to what he also say. He'll still be promoting things. You know, it's like the Holocaust. He won't even touch that. I mean, how much of an investigator is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
What they all do is they just change their names. Maybe they'll change. They'll pretend they're a Christian now, and they'll say some bad things about Zionism. They might pretend to be a Nazi. Look at the Nazi groups. This is a good example. They're not really even exposing 9/11. You know, they claim to be against this stuff, and yet they do worse than people like me and you, with no funding, and they've been around for years. And so, what people have to realize is, this is them. They are this Zionist group. Call them Jews. Call them Zionists. Whatever you want to call them. They're not Christians. They're not Goyim. And they're not on our side.
That's right. Well, you know, see, you and I have been battling this thing for a long time now. We've seen the shift in the debate. And where I see the shift, Eric, not necessarily so much in the talking heads on the radio stations, but in the callers who call in. Many of the callers are calling and saying, hey, I've heard this fact and that fact, and I believe that the people sharing those truths are accurate. What is your take? And what I'm seeing is a lot of the radio hosts who are on the wrong side of this are being forced to at least address it. And this is where we're starting to get our traction. I was just listening to another show here on the radio, and, of course, 3 out of 5 callers brought up the Zionist angle. Now, we have been handed, I think, a perfect opportunity here. The Israelis are absolutely pulling criminal activities throughout the Middle East right now. There's a great deal of vitriol and anger against these criminals at the moment. We should be able to take advantage of this moment in time to really promote these facts and how Ben Friedman expressed the truth, and how Rosenthal in his interview expressed the truth, and how Untermeyer talked about this criminal network. And if we can push this stuff out into the mainstream while everyone is angry with these criminals in a very serious way, I think we might be able to really ignite something here.
Oh, yeah, I agree. This is this is the time, whenever they show weakness, you don't back down. This is when you go full force.
That's right.
And so this is when people need to start pounding on this, because it's, send the emails out to anybody. I mean, look in your local phone book, or you know, find your, the policemen, the military people, professors. Just start sending it out to people, because what's going to do it is this constant bombardment. That's what they do. You got to watch them. They are the masters in this advertising, this propaganda, this manipulation. They've learned, repeat it over and over. We've got to do the same thing.
That's right.
You don't give up when you're in a situation like this. This is when we're winning.
Well, that's right. And like I said, you know, how often are we going to be handed an opportunity that some news organs are actually showing photographs of children in Palestine being murdered, and the incursions that are now taking place in Lebanon? These things enrage human populations against Zionism. And this is, I don't think we're going to be handed such a wonderful opportunity very often. And I think we need to capitalize on it. And I'm asking both you, myself and you, but our listeners, to really take advantage of this moment in time, because we may not be given another gift like this, I don't think.
Well, that's right. It's a good time to do it. To bring the issues up. Bring it up with your friends, your family. Just keep it up, even though they'll insult you maybe. Don't give it up.
Well, see, the other thing is, Eric, that the demonization of the Muslim population, it seems to have been a very thorough job. I mean, even in spite, even with the facts revolving around the murder of innocent civilians, you can't seem to get the American, or even in many parts of Europe, the population to sympathize. They've lost their capacity for empathy and for you know, for even the most limited human values when it comes to Muslims. So this just tells me how successful these criminals have been at demonizing a whole group of people. Now, what we need to do also is to start undoing some of the things that they've done. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how we might do that.
Well, people have to realize it's not even just the Muslims. Look at what they've done with Europe, the wars, and look at what they've done to America. A lot of people, this is what they do. They think, well, it doesn't really affect us. It's the Muslims way over there on the other side of the planet. It is affecting us. Look at the USS Liberty. They attacked American ships. Look at the world. Look at 9/11. Look at all of these things. The Muslims are simply getting the most of it right now. You go back in time, it was Europeans getting it. Then when they're done with those Muslims, then what? Then they may just come after us. So people have to realize they're not our friends. What we are seeing happen to the Muslims, that's what they would do to us if they had the chance. In fact, they've already done it. They've done it to the crew of the USS Liberty. They've done it on 9/11. You look at the Katrina levees, it looks to me like they did it there, too.
Well, and weren't there military types from Israel that were patrolling the streets of New Orleans right after the hurricane?
Well, that's what some people think, too. I mean, see, this is what people have to realize. What they see in the Middle East, that's just the beginning. We are nothing but animals to these people. They've got to start realizing this. They've already done it to us. They're simply working right now on the Muslims, and they're using us to do it. That shows you also how they feel about us. They are using the American military as fools, as suckers, as tools to do their killing. And then when they're done with the Americans are going to be used and discarded. So,
You know, Eric, Jewish Zionists are a cancer, and Israel is a tumor. And what's happening is they're starting to spread out in the body of humanity right now and spread their cancerous sickness to all parts of the globe. It's almost like a metastasizing of a sickness. And the people behind this often are, in the Jewish community, are duped as well. They've been sold a bill of goods by their leadership. And sadly, they are often working hand-in-hand with these people because they, too, have been lied to. And one of the groups that I'd like to maybe key into right now are the Christian Zionists, who are responsible, by and large, for the selling out of America. They have taken this cancer and peppered it throughout America's Christian community and the heartland of our nation. And in fact, they are responsible for the sickness that has been spread across America, the Christian Zionists are. How do we get this group to wake up to the to what they've done and how they have to turn it around now?
That is a really big problem because, see, what the Christian Zionists are doing, they are, it's like when you put rat poison out and the rats bring it into the nest and then spread it all around. These people are bringing to their children, to their friends, this ridiculous idea that God wants us to kill Muslims in order to protect Jesus' birthplace. What they're doing violates their own beliefs.
That's right.
They say, on one hand, they say God is this great, all-powerful person. Then on the other, they say, well, God can't even deal with his own Muslims. We got to kill him. You know, they are basically taking a poison and bringing it back to their families and their church members and feeding it to their children.
That's right.
And they're destroying their own world because of this nonsense.
Well, you know, while I don't have the same belief system as Ted Pike or even Tex Mars, they are very well aware of how deeply entrenched this sickness has become in the Christian community under people such as Hagee, Pat Robertson, Falwell, and many others, but they are some of the principals, and how all of the churches have adopted this, what's called the Scofield Bible, which recasts the Jews in an alliance with the Christians, a Judeo-Christian. There was never Judeo-Christian doctrine before the beginning of this last century. That was a reinvention by the Zionists in order to usurp and control Christian values in America. And it's worked so far, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, they've got them all fooled into thinking that they're our best friends. We need to serve them. We need to protect them, that our lives are worth nothing. We've got to sacrifice ourselves for them. They have completely duped the Christians. And the other thing they're constantly doing that people have to realize is constantly starting fights between different groups of people, races, men and women. And, you know, even this homosexual stuff, the constant harping on homosexuality. If people would just shut up already, let the homosexuals be, it would free possibly thousands of people from blackmail. You can't have blackmail unless there's a... If people accepted them, if they just tolerated them, there would be no blackmail of them.
Well, but see, what they've also done, though, Eric, is taken that gay community and tried to sicken it to the point where it's not palatable to anyone. In other words, if you take a look at how they promote gay information in the world, they turn it into a
psychotic.
Well, it's, yeah, well, and you know, they promote the fact that gays have 30, 40, 50 partners a year, and that that they, you know, they don't have any ties to one another in long-term relationships and all this other stuff. So the simple truth of the matter is that they're promoting divisiveness on top of promoting the homosexuality.
That's right.
See, I'm not against people, what they do in the privacy of their own home, but it's the promotion of this sickness into the society itself that ends up, you see, homosexuality has been with us since the beginning of humanity. But the form it has taken in the last 100 years has not been with us since the time since the beginning. This new form is built and designed to be a divisive force in society.
Yeah, I think that's what I think. They're promoting the worst of the worst, trying to encourage this hatred of them, just like they do with the different races, just like they're doing with between men and women, encouraging men and women to fight. They're also encouraging, they promote the weirdest homosexuals that you can find.
That's
and,
right.
And because think about it, if we tolerated one another, there would be no blackmail. We wouldn't be fighting with each other. It would, people would start realizing, you know, our enemy is not these, 500 goofball homosexuals that act really strange. They're not our problem. But they're trying to create this anger. They're doing it right now with the Mexicans, trying to make it sound like the Mexicans are destroying the country. They try to get blacks and whites fighting. They're trying to get everybody fighting so that we don't realize our real enemy are these Zionists.
That's right. And you know, that they've actually gone as far, Eric, as to try to destroy the relationship between grandparents and grandchildren, parents and their children, And the fact is that this assault comes at every level of our lives. And it comes through indoctrination, it comes through legislation, it comes through manipulation of our mores through the press and media. You can see it throughout our society, and you can see it generationally now. I mean, it really took off in the early 60s, but has really blossomed in 40 years into a full-fledged machine where sickness and divisiveness have become the norm, not the exception. And I don't know how to combat it except to take it individually, to take each incident and try to analyze it and point out to people, this is what they are doing. This is how they're doing it. Pay attention to it. Look at the history of it. Look at the time it's taken them to get to this place. They've taken decades and almost a century to manipulate us into this box we're in. Now it's going to take us uneducating them, unwinding the ball of string that they've tied us up in. It's a big job. I'm wondering if we can get it done in time, Eric. I'm certain we could teach the people how they've been deceived, but there's a time element involved here, and it looks like they're turning up their scheduling. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, it does look like it, because I think they're starting to realize they can't just dilly-dally with this stuff, because with the internet, with the computers, with DVDs being so easily produced, you know, they can't just sit around saying, well, we can wait 20 years. They do have to get moving. The time is on our side. The longer they wait, the more people realize that what we're saying is true, not what they're saying. So they're the ones under the time constraint. And so they have the other problem that this country, America, the manufacturing is vanishing. Without that, our military is going to start diminishing. Without the military, where's Israel? So they do have a limit. Their time is not on their side.
Well, that's right. And so that the actions they're taking now, in part, I think, are out of desperation. What we also need to do, Eric, is start letting people know over and over again that people like Rents and Jones, they're not there as an exposing force of world Zionism. What they are, rather, is they're trying to place themselves in front of you as a person to go to in the leadership roles of this truth-telling. And the fact of the matter is they will give you 70, 80%, even 90% of the facts. But that's that last 10% that veers you to the left or veers you to the right.
And then the worst thing is they don't encourage you to do anything. They won't name names. They give you the information, but then they'll scare you to death by saying, you know, the New World Order, they've already got the concentration camps. You're going to go there. They're going to put chips in you. They never say to you, you know, we can deal with these people. And here's their names. Cy Newhouse. Here's another one. Dov Zakheim. Larry Silverstein. They never say that. They never say we can deal with them. They're the bankers. They never say that.
That's right.
And the reason is they're incapacitating people. They're scaring them.
That's right.
And if
somebody made a very interesting analogy. It's a Pavlovian response. If you put a dog in a box and electrify the floor, and every time the dog sits down, you shock its butt, the dog will jump from one corner to the next, and every time it sits, it'll shock itself and it'll move. Finally, after several shocks inside this box, it just stands in the middle of the box, shivering and quaking. And what it is that it becomes so abused through the shocking process that it can no longer make an intelligible decision. They have completely made the animal malleable. Well, human beings are being shocked in a very similar way with bird flu, with FEMA camps, with the Mexicans coming through the border, with economic collapse, financial maladies, all this other stuff. Now, there's a difference between reporting the facts and then trying to give people the idea of how we can begin to fight these folks, or just telling people that all of these horrible things are coming. And I know that that's what Jones does. I know Michael Corbin does that. I know that Szymanski does that. And so these people are to be turned away from. They must be marginalized. And this is not an assault on them just to gain a listenership, because frankly, Eric, we're never going to have the big numbers. What we're going to have is the intelligent numbers.
That's right. And the way people can think about it is like a car mechanic. Imagine a car mechanic. All he did is say, oh, your car, it's about to fall apart. The oil pan could fall down any moment. The tire could fall off. Imagine just saying this over and over. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, you got a problem, let's fix it. But they never say, let's fix it. They just tell you the problem, frighten you to death, and leave you in that state.
That's right.
And see, that's what people have to realize. They're not offering solutions. They're not saying, here's the problem, now how do we solve it? They're just saying, here's the problem, and here's another problem, and here's another one. And leaving people frightened. And see, this is what when they give these people support, they're just helping it. They should be warning their friends, stay away. Don't buy their newspapers, don't buy their magazines, don't go to their movies. We could run them out of business so easily.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how this is all going to pan out. I mean, I sit here and, after taking a break for 8-10 days, it came to the realization that if we don't stop them, my life and yours and the people that I care about and people I associate with are just going to get progressively worse and progressively less free and progressively more complex. And so it's just going to be a slow descent into misery. And what we have an opportunity to do here is to make a slow ascent into freedom and a slow ascent into taking our world back. And we can do that through measured and consistent and hard work of telling people where to go for truth and what to do when they get there. Now, what do you do when you get there? Well, let's talk about Ladine. Let's talk about Lowy. Let's talk about Kahn and Loeb and Goldman Sachs and Bernanke and the Fed and the Bank of International Settlement. And let's discuss the APEC and the JAFA and all these other groups. And let's start discussing who these people are, what their addresses are, what their wealth is, what their influences are, who they connect to, where they connect and why. And just exactly what we need to do about getting these people off of our backs permanently. These are the facts that we need to revolve around and wrap around. Not, the German death cult or, the Luciferians or the New World Order is going to get me and buy my video and you'll be saved. And,
right. Because we can deal with it. It's so easy. We outnumber them. All we have to do is stop being afraid.
That's right.
And to say to, let's do something already. We don't have to put up with this nonsense.
Well, and the other thing, Eric, they they do take people out. They do shoot people twice in the back of the head, like Carrie Webb, and they do stuff like that. But to sit in your home and cower about the possibility that some, innocuous kind of evil assassin is going to slip in your back door to do this to you, trust me, if you're a listener to this stuff, they're not coming for you. They are certainly not. In fact, they're even weary and unable to come for most of us that are on the front lines. The fact is they could come, but am I going to sit here and worry about that? Well, I take precautions, but am I worried about it? No, frankly, if they were to do that, I think basically what would happen to these people is they would just shoot themselves in their own foot. They would make the people that they got more popular. They would make the information farther afield. So the truth is they're in a bad spot. They can't silence this without making it bigger. They can't. And you have to understand the dynamics of spreading information. And what they don't want to do is to make my voice louder by doing something to me. And I'm aware of that. Now, you know as well as I do, they do keep tracks. A track of people. They're trying to figure out who's doing what, when, where, and how. But so what? So what, Eric?
Yeah, that's what people have to. They have to stop this fear. And the other thing, if they really want to protect themselves, don't sign up with these groups. Don't give them your address. Don't give them money. Whether they're Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, or those Nazi groups, ignore all of them. Don't give them your address if you're worried, because those are the ones you have to worry about if you're going to worry about something.
Well, most of those Nazi groups were formed by Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Dees anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. If you're going to worry about these so-called truth tellers. They're the ones you should be concerned about. So I would say the best thing to do is quit the worrying. Tell more people to come forward. If more people come forward, we're not just going to be individuals popping our heads up once in a while. We'll be a big force.
That's right. Well, even with the hiatus of that I took to try to organize my world. You know, financially, Eric, this is a struggle for me. You know, we talk about this privately. I'm barely making ends meet over here. But the fact is, it's really not about money. It's not about how much we have in our bank account, but rather how much truth can we spread, and how much support can we claim. And, of course, we've been able to claim a pretty sound base of people because we tell the truth. And people can check our information. We do our homework. And that has a lot of capital in the marketplace. I mean, you know, I get stuff from people wanting me to join every nonsensical effort that you can think of, Eric. It's unbelievable. I get emails wanting the Wing TV people want me to support them against the Jack Blood. I mean, stuff like this. You know, these are diversions. The facts are, what we need to do is look at Ben Friedman. Show it to your family. Show it to your friends. Hunter Meyer's speech, how he actually admits to his friends the plan to destroy Europe. How Rosenthal told an interviewer how him, through Javits, Jacob Javits, he was, that the Zionists control the world. Show these documents to your friends. The Balfour signing, Sabotage Z. Talk about the 9/11 people. How about the security company at Logan and at Newark that were Israeli Mossad controlled? All this stuff is factual. You can't fight it. You can't deny it. You can't sweep it under the rug. So the simple fact is, just go with the facts and spread it. And you know, the person you show it to may turn away from it and peek at it when you're not around. They may say something to you like, I'm not interested in that right now, but they may become interested when they hear it again and again. Just put it there. Lead people to it. The Socratic method that you've talked about so often is definitely the best way.
Well, yeah, you just have to let people know by, like, say, have you seen this yet? And this is especially when you start talking about someone like Alex Jones, because people think, what are you criticizing him for? You've got to. You can't just criticize them. You have to say, "Well, look at the documents. Go to IamTheWitness.com and look at what they're saying. And is it, if it's, you know, is it correct? You can ask them the questions. You know, what do you think about this? Because without the information, they can't make a decision. You can't just say it in a word, a couple sentences. You've got to say, look at the information. What do you think about this information?
Well, you know, I've always said, and I said it when I spoke to Bill Murphy, on the last broadcast. I always thought that the beginning of the end would come financially, and there are signs that the system is showing serious problems at the moment, and there may also be some efforts and some events that they can't control around finances at the moment. So, you know, if they are to throw a control grid down on America and start using internal forces to make people's freedoms disappear more than they already have, it's going to come by a financial debacle, I think. And I've always tried to have my eye very closely kept onto what's going on financially. The dollar's having serious problems, Eric. You know, our economy's in big trouble. They're printing money like it's going crazy. The manufacturing base is almost to nil. I mean, companies like, even their own Zionist companies like Disney are not making movies anymore, Eric. I mean, they're getting out of town, these people.
Yeah, well, the economy is in bad shape, and they can only keep this going for a while. So this is when people say, well, it doesn't really affect me. Well, right now, maybe not, but look at the economy.
Yeah.
When we become nothing but farmers and government workers, that will be a third world nation.
That's right.
And once we're at that state, I mean, the whole place is up for grabs.
Well, Eric, I'm glad you came on tonight. I mean, I'm speaking very softly, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a sleeping wife in the other room. It's the middle of the night here in France. You know, I was sitting here reading this news cycle about what Israel's doing, this tumor of a nation. You know, I think that the rest of the world, who hasn't been completely bought up, has to turn on this country in ways that they never have before. This is the most horrendously sick nation in the history of humanity. And the people that are leading it, the Zionist Jews from that region are a cancer on the body of humanity, and they need to be stopped, or we will all succumb to the cancer. So take note of what we're doing here. Please listen to these broadcasts. Please do the research. Show your friends. The war against criminal Zionism is raging, and we are part of this battle. And you can be part of it, too, just by participating. There are going to be solutions that show themselves. We will take our advantage of them. But right now, it is naming the names, placing out in front of the public who did it, when they did it, why they did it, so that when they come up with their next demand for your support from you, you say, no, aren't you the criminal that did this? I'm not supporting you. I'm not buying your products. I'm not going to participate in your lies, your deceptions. And these are the kinds of things we can begin to do. And then when events start unfolding, Eric, that will allow us to actually take overt actions in this whole movement, then we will take advantage of them because we'll have an informed group around us to take full advantage. So these are the kinds of small things we need to do immediately.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. That's about all we can do. Keep people cheerful. Don't let them get depressed.
That's right. Well, Eric, it's a late-night French Connection. This is a great opportunity that we've just taken advantage of here to inform people. We've got other interviews coming up. I want everybody to go to the website. Ben Friedman, Jackie Petru did a pretty decent synopsis of some of these facts. If you want to take a look at her book, Myron Fagan's interview, Rosenthal. I mean, go to our audio files. They're incredible. Just listen to them. It's all there for you to do. So just go and do it, ladies and gentlemen. The names will be coming in larger and larger numbers every day. Keep listening to The French Connection. Thanks, Eric, for coming on today. I appreciate it, my friend.
I'll talk to you later, then.
You betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith, thank you very much for this Thursday edition of The French Connection. We'll be back with you very, very soon. Until then, bye-bye. Be well.